Okay, next page, guys. Now, the easy exit listing has always been and always will be one of my favorite points of differentiation for any of our listing agents. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of history on this easy exit listing and why it's so critical. Let's first of all, let's you and I all have a moment of truth. The reality of it is there is no such thing as a listing contract. The reality of it is if you have a seller that complains and wants out of your listing contract, and I don't care what market you're in, who your broker is, what your MLS is, what your local customs or policies are, whatnot, whatever, and so forth, you're going to let them out of that listing contract, or at least you should, because the time and energy and legal cost that you'll have associated with trying to hold keep them to the listing contract will be a complete and absurd waste of your time, okay? So the reality of it, guys, is that if a seller, no matter how locked down solid you think your listing contract is, if a seller wants out, you're letting them out. That's the truth. So with that said, the way that the importance of the easy exit listing cannot be underplayed. It is something that, frankly, is going to be a forever point of differentiation to you. So the easy exit listing is very simply, and I'm going to give you all the scripts and how to present it here in a second. Oh, by the way, this is probably one of the four most important pages in your listing presentation and your pre-listing kit. This is one of the answers you're going to give to the seller. Remember Julie's question? 3 minutes to tell me how you are different. This is one of the things you're going to say. This is critical that you understand.
Don't skip it. Don't modify it. Don't decide you're not going to do it. Don't freak out because you think it's too hard or weird or your broker won't allow it.
Right.
This is one of those things you do anyway. What we're doing is making it a huge point of difference and making it to your advantage.
Okay, so now let's say you're in a market where listing contracts are easily gotten out of and it is no big deal. This page is still to be included in your pre-listing pack. And I would say truthfully, 50% of the time, this will be a page that the seller will have questions about. This will be one of the, again, this will be one of the critical items that you need to present to sellers. It is that important.
But it's a good thing. You want them to ask you about this because this makes you different than your competitors.
Okay, so here's how to present it. Again, this is how you'd present it on a listing appointment. Okay, this is essentially advanced coaching here, but this is, you know, when we get to the coaching, the listing presentation section of your coaching, we'll get into more detail, but this is in essence how you present it. So easy exit listing. Assuming the seller had questions about the easy exit listing, you start out with a question. Remember, guys, we like to focus on questions and stories because everybody, when you're presenting, can relate to a question and a story. Advanced coaching, warning, ready? Who is in control, a question asker or a question answerer? Who is in control? Think about that for a second. If you're the one asking the questions, if you're the one posing the questions, you're always in control. If you're the one that's having to have be essentially being a bright light in an interrogation room with the seller, if that's your fear or if that's happened to you, it's because you didn't present correctly and you weren't in control. They were in control. If you let the seller control the listing presentation, even if it goes well in your mind, they won't list with you because they won't respect you. Fact. Okay?
That's huge. I hope you guys have really let that settle in for a second. Be the one asking the questions. You are driving that presentation.
Okay, so here's the question that you start out by presenting. You know, we're presenting starting with a question. So, Mr. Seller, let me ask you a question. Who does a long-term binding ball and chain listing contract benefit? You or the listing broker?
I like how you put that, by the way.
The ball and chain part, right?
Binding.
Oh, right.
And ball and chain. Hint, hint.
Yes.
At the answer.
That's right. So, again, guys, that's a little NLP for you.
You're controlling the outcome of that question, aren't you?
Exactly. So I'm asking the question in such a way that they're going to already know how to answer, because who's going to say, well, I mean, hell, I'd like much prefer to have a listing contract. No seller's going to say that. So you want to ask the question like that, just ask them the question, and then just shut up and stare at them. Wait for them to answer or give you some sort of affirmative response. And, of course, they're going to agree that it benefits the listing agent. Then you go right into the next question. So, Mr. Seller, why would you ever agree to some sort of ridiculous listing contract like that? Because here's the reality, and this is unfortunately what happens more times than not. A listing agent will come in here and give you a song and dance. They'll tell you all the wonderful things they're going to do. They'll tell you about all their awards. They'll tell you about all the wonderful things they do in the community, et cetera, et cetera. You then sign the listing contract, and Mr. Seller, with virtually everybody else in this marketplace, any other agent or brokers you're going to speak with. You sign that contract, you are locked in. You are caged in.
That's why it's called a contract.
That's right. You are caged in for 6 months, sometimes longer. How does that make sense? So when you list your home with me, are you guys catching that? When you list your home with me, Mr. Seller, you are in control. I'm going to have to perform for you now, obviously, but I'm also going to have to perform for you every minute, every hour, every week, every month, until the home is sold, and hopefully it won't take a month. But the reality of it, Mr. Seller, is I have to perform to your satisfaction every single day because you can fire me at any time. How does it make sense for you? Or you can even go a little bit more advanced than that. You'll probably agree it makes absolutely no sense to you to sign with any agent or broker that insists on some sort of binding listing contract. I put it ahead of time. You're in control. If you're not happy, you can fire me, no strings attached.
But, Tim, my broker makes me use a real listing contract. How do I execute this paperwork-wise?
Okay, thank you. There's an addendum that you will, and Julie and I are going to include it. You guys, it's part of the coaching program. You guys can modify it if you'd like to. Do not include cancellation fees. I know some of you are thinking about that right now. Do not include anything. No Mickey Mouse. No strings attached.
You're going to let them out anyway if they're upset. Your job is to not make them upset.
That's right. Don't do
it. It's called accountability.
Like that, if they're not happy, if you screwed something up, they're not happy. Oh, my gosh, Tim, that means that some other agent could come in there and talk to my seller after the house is listed. No, they can't. That's crossing the sign. They can't go and solicit your seller after you've got it listed. That's still crossing the sign. Oh, Tim, that means that the seller can fire me at any time if I screw something up. That's right. But
it's basically true anyway.
They can anyway. That's right. How many of you brokers out there, let's be honest, would actually go to the mat for one of your agents who had a listing where the seller wanted out of the contract? That total would be zero. Why? Because you're going to have to hire an attorney. Because whatever the commission is on that property is not going to be worth anywhere close to the amount of time, energy, effort, and attorney's fees you will be trying to defend that listing. So you're going to release them, right? So by putting it up front and by saying this is an easy exit listing, if you're not 100% satisfied at all times, Mr. Seller, you can fire me, no strings attached. Hello? Does that not make you different? Does that not give you confidence?
Where's the risk to you, Mr. Seller?
That's right. Hey, guys, think about it this. Here at our university, you signed up to be a coaching client, 7 days for free in most cases? You can cancel at any time. We don't offer contracts. Huh, look at that. Tim and Julie actually practice what they preach. So
interesting.
That's basically how you present the
yes.
easy exit.
And so one of the themes to this, and really to what we call USPs or unique selling propositions, what makes you unique to them? The seller asks a lot of questions and gives you objections mainly because they want to feel like they're in control. When sellers get haywire on you, it's because they feel like they're not in control. They're uncomfortable. So with the easy exit listing, the seller maintains control. And you want to hit that point when you're presenting this. You're still in control. I am essentially applying for the job of selling your home each and every day by my actions. I actually have to deliver what I promised to you, unlike someone who's using a ball and chain binding contract where it doesn't really matter whether they perform or not.
Ball and chain binding, caged in.
Outrageous.
Exactly. What are the words you want to put on there? The point is
crazy,
the same, right?
Yeah.
So, guys, that is the easy exit listing. Again, you are going to essentially take – we use NCRs. You can use NCRs too. If you don't know what NCR is, it's basically carbon paper where you write on the front of it and then what you wrote translates to the back pages.
Mm-hmm.
So when Julie and I were using this and all of our top coaching clients to use the Easy Exit Listing, you essentially, when you're getting the rest of the contract signed, have them sign the Easy Exit Listing form. Very simple. All right, Julie?
That's right.
Okay, so guys, next in the next video we're going to talk about –
the flexible fee structure.
Oh, boy. That's one of definitely the most important pages, so definitely watch that video immediately.